Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning to some that is overseas and abroad in different places. God bless you all, one in each and every one in your household. May you be blessed, and hopefully you're reaching out and just seeking God's favor in your life today, even through those difficult times. And we all go through different things. I went through some personal things just this weekend, and it's some challenging things. And sometimes it just calls you to look inside of yourself and draw up on the verses that we study every night. It causes you to draw up on yourself and just look at who are you really going to serve, even when your anger comes in the middle of your situation, even when things are going wrong. It just, you have to draw up on what's inside of you. And so that is so good that you're able to do that, and that we, God has given us all that opportunity to do that. That regardless of who's lying on us, who's treating us wrong, or, you know, someone on the job may have said something, or did something against you, or whatever the situation is, all of these things, thank God it's all of these things too, all of these things we can bring to the Lord in prayer. All of these things we don't have to carry around with us. All of these things we don't have to try to work it out. And, you know, as myself, we have to convince our minds and our bodies that we are going to stay on schedule. We're going to do the right things, and we're going to say the right things, and we're not going to allow the enemy to come and try to dictate just because of our emotions, of what we're feeling at the time. He's not going to dictate how we're going to live our lives. You can't allow him to dictate how you're going to come out of this situation or how you're going to react to what is happening in your life right now. You're just not going to do that. You have to stand firm, and that's what we're studying each and every day. You have to have a balanced schedule, even in our lives when things are not going well, a balanced schedule when things are at our best. Balance the thing out. And be prepared that even us, and sometimes it catches us off guard, like it did with myself, this incident, it catches us off guard because we're not looking. We're walking around and we're doing everything right and everything is going good, and then bam, there it is. It's just something that is just, and you look at it and it's just like, this is just so demonic. In my situation, it was just so obvious that, wow, this is just the enemy just really just coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And so sometimes you just have to make sure that you're going to be the one that just moves everything else out of the way, that you just cannot, you're determined that you're going to make a way and keep this away from harming you eternally. Look on the inside, find what it is that you're going to do, bring it on the outside, and you have to run with that thing. You have to move and walk with that thing. Love on yourself even when others don't want to refuse to love you. God is always loving. He's a loving, kind God. So let's take a moment and just invite the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of us, to come and just be inside of our ministry tonight, and let's just see what he has for us, what word he is delivering to us tonight. Amen? Amen. And for all of you who have such a wonderful, pleasant day, and I know you said some of you have sent emails in, and now that you just couldn't wait for the broadcast, you just want to relax and just see what God has for you to prepare you for your next day. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. I thank you, Jesus, for that. So we're going to prayer tonight as we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being our Father and our protector. We thank you, Jesus, that we can run to you and we can hide in your shelter. You have refuge for us. We thank you, dear Father, that you can cover us, dear Father, when we're wounded, dear Father. Give us a chance to be in your arms and in your safety as we build up and allow you to just build us back up where the world may have torn us down. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that because of you, we are safe. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that because of you, regardless of what goes on in our government or in our communities or what bills or laws that even our government decides that they're not going to uphold or they're not going to pass or they do pass, or
Your word is still the word, and I pray for all marriages out here today, dear Father, between men and women. Marriage is a sacred devotion, and I just pray for all marriages out here between men and women, and whether, regardless of who it is, say that it's anything different, I thank you that your word doesn't change. I thank you, Jesus, for loving all mankind, whether what relationships they're in, it doesn't matter. You have love for all mankind, and you want the best for all mankind. So we just pray, dear Father, that this ministry through you will just reach all mankind, regardless of their lifestyle. And may we all just learn and come together as you spread your loving word over us. You will reveal yourself in the darkness areas of our lives. You will reveal your truth in our areas that we've been living lives in. So we just invite you to come and be a part of us right now, dear Father. Come, dear Father, and open your word, dear Father, into our hearts that we may receive it, believe it, and live it. And may we share it with someone else, dear Father. We thank you for your protection from all death, hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for being over the sick and the shut-in. Blessing over Ernie, dear Father, and his family. Blessing my kids. We ask you, dear Father, continue to be around us like the walls around Jerusalem, my grandkids, dear Father, and our church and leaders and pastors. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over our nation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over those that are traveling right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And may we just decrease now and we just invite your loving spirit to increase. Come just speak to us and live inside of us. In Jesus' name, we accept you now. Your platform is our life. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we have invited the Holy Spirit to come and be the platform, stand on the platform of our thoughts and on our hearts, so he's going to generate our hearts and how we think about things and how many beats it should be going each minute or each second. And he's going to generate our thoughts now, okay? That's what we've invited him to do. So all of those negative thoughts that keep trying to rush through your mind, your Father, he's here now. He's here, my sister. He's here, my brother. And he's going to take control now, okay? So he's going to be the watchguard of what you are to keep in your mind and what is to keep passing right on through and not stick there. So when that thought comes and he pushes it through, don't you hesitate on that thought. You keep on, you let it go right on through. I know the enemy's going to try to say, yeah, but just, if you could have just said this, if you would have just done this, you keep that thought passing right on through, okay? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. We're starting just thinking about, again, just a balanced schedule. You know, we often think seconds are not very important, but when we stop and think about our lives and those negative thoughts that may come into our lives, it's very important that we don't spend a lot of time, wasting seconds, thinking negative about the situation. If God has moved you forth out of that situation, keep moving forth out of that situation. Because we do think sometimes that just a few seconds, and we don't think much about that. But we live in a time society. And all seconds are very important because if we stop and think about it, those seconds are still ticking and tocking. It's still moving that clock around. And it is a very important part of our time. Those seconds tick away into minutes. And think I'm not true. Don't hit your snooze in the morning times when it's time to get up and say, well, I got a few more seconds. And just turn on back over. And you'll wake up maybe 30 minutes or an hour or hours later because you figured out quickly that those seconds turned into minutes. And then you're seeing those minutes can quickly turn into hours. I feel you know what I'm talking about. And so those hours will eventually turn into days. And it continues to go on as those days into months and months into years. And before you know it, we're looking back into half centuries and, well, decades, half centuries, you know, and it moves on up to centuries if we're that blessed to be here for a century. So it's very important that we have all been amazed at, as we just look back on life. just how swiftly days turn into, how those days turn into months and even years. You know, even with 2014, as we take a look back, you know, we're already pushing up on the middle part of the first month of this year. And it just moves right along. Those seconds turn right on into those minutes, whether we're ready for them or not, whether we have prepared our hearts and minds to move into that next minute. It doesn't stop. It keeps right on going. You know, I noticed that even when catastrophes happen, in our lives or in our nations, it doesn't stop. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't stop. We may remember this happened at this time and that time, but it still becomes part of our past. After that next tick-tock, that second is gone, and it keeps moving, and that minute now is in the past. And we'll have to refer back to that time as something that happened in our past, even though it may be just 5 minutes ago. Amen? Are you following me? So we have all been amazed again at how swiftly the days do turn into different things, weeks and months and years. But think of it this way. You know that a 70-year-old, and lifespans of many 70-year-olds, as a matter of fact, people are not even looking their age, you know. You used to could look at a 70-year-old and probably think that's a 70-year-old. But in this day and time, we find a lot of 70-year-olds and we say, wow, you know, we're amazed of what the work that they're doing in keeping healthy bodies and healthy minds. And the healthy living is turning in and it's showing inwardly and outwardly. But when we're talking about time, I'm just going to use a 70-year-old as our reference point. Just to kind of equate the times and how precious our time is. So when we think of a 70-year-old has lived an equation of about 2,207,520,000. Wow, that's really something. You know, and then when we look at the preciousness of all of those 2,207,520,000 seconds, what have you done with that? If you're blessed enough to be at that 70 mark, what if you're over that? You know, what if you're at that 50 mark, like myself? What if you're at that 50 mark? What if you're at that 20 mark? What have you done in that time? What are your goals? What do you plan to do? How do you plan to make a difference in your life and in someone else's life around you? And you know, and while you read the last sentence about the 5 seconds of your life, the 20,000 seconds, and the last 5 seconds of your life right now, you know, they're in the past. Was it something that you could have told someone differently? What could have happened differently? And you know, you can never go back. You can never go back. You can't decide to use those 5 seconds any differently. You can't decide that you're going to change what you said any differently 5 seconds ago. You can't cut somebody with your words and go back and say, I take that back. Let's do a mulligan. Let's remove all of that. It's still there. It still hurts. Even your apologies can't remove what you did or said in those last 5 seconds. So we can't go back and do anything differently. As small as those 5 seconds are, seconds are precious because they are creation. They are a gift of God. And how we use even these small time increments, it makes a difference. And that's what we're just talking about tonight. We're just trying to make sure that you open up your eyes to see even the little small increments of time is precious. They are still a gift from God. You know, sometimes we just go day to day, and it just kind of looks like it's the same old day. Because our Heavenly Father has a plan for each one of our lives. He has a plan that we live for his purpose. He has a plan that we live for his will. And we must consider how we spend not just our years, not just our months and our days, but we must consider how we live even our minutes and our seconds. And the time to decide that is right now, before any more of your life passes away. The time to decide that is right now. See, understanding the value of each moment, the Apostle Paul urges us. He said, be careful how you walk. Make it the most of your time, because the days are evil. That's the way Paul put it in Ephesians. And then in essence, what he's saying and what he's instructing us is, take advantage of every opportunity that God gives you. Don't waste your time, my sisters and my brothers. Let Jesus be your role model by keeping a balanced schedule. See, he knew that spending time with the Father was the most important thing. We have the balance of keeping that at the head of our life. Whatever you do, you can decide to go whatever you want and whatever you're going to do, but be balanced. Start it off. I'm not just talking about the pity pack. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. That's a start if you've never been there before. But we're talking about now getting ourselves equipped into growing up praying bodies, growing up praying mindsets. You may be 12 years old, but getting your mind can get you to a place that's more than that. So as long as you are dedicating, spending that precious time, that time is what we're talking about. Spending that time, taking advantage of every opportunity that God gives you. Starting with him, then you make your choices for the other things of your day. Don't waste your time. Let Jesus be your role model for keeping a balanced schedule. Again, he knew that just spending time with his Father, how precious that was, how important that is to make sure that we use the rest of our day's time wisely. We get our wise wisdom from spending time with our Father. And then he will put the desires in your heart of how to spend the rest of your day's time. He knew it was the most important thing that he could do, that you could do. So we need to follow his example. And again, we can begin each day in the Father's presence. Inviting him, if he's testing with you, invite him to come and be controlled, be a part of your controlled time. And he will help you. He'll help you arrange your schedule, and he can make every second count. Those sessions are really important as we are developing a healthy body. You know, we all know that there is an undeniable relationship between our health and our ability to reach our full potential. Now, we may labor to have a clean heart. We may labor to have a clean, clear mind and a balanced schedule, but without a healthy body, we simply cannot do our best. And, you know, good health will be enhanced when we begin to think about our bodies the way that God thinks about our bodies. Amen? Let's just take a look at that for a minute. You know, in the sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians, again, we're relying to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul teaches us that our bodies belong to the living God. And as a result, we all have to make a decision. Am I going to take care of my body, or will I ignore it? Will I abuse my body? You may be in a situation that you've ignored your body so long that we spoke about on some of the past broadcasts, that it can become overwhelming. You don't know where to start. Start doing something. Reach back into the archives for those broadcasts and see can you get started on something. Nothing will bless you through the broadcast. Start doing something. Don't look so much at what you can't do right now. Even if you can't even walk, you can do something starting right now. You see, none of us would walk into church and deliberately just make a big mess. Is that right? You wouldn't deliberately just walk in church and start smearing your red or your
black paint all over the place, picking out your lipstick and just smearing it all over the place. We wouldn't do that because we respect the church, that building, as a place of where God's people worship. Amen? Now, with that in mind, consider this. Consider this. That the human body, because it is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, it's far more important than any house of worship that ever existed. The human body. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of this human body. Is that right? If you invited Jesus Christ to come and live inside of you, then this human body are more important than any house of worship has ever existed. Nevertheless, people often assume that neglecting or mistreating your body is it your own prerogative. Yes, I do. That's my prerogative. Amen? I remind you that you can reach out to me with any concerns. We can talk about it. I am your host, Minister, and you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Let's continue, shall we? Now that we have an analogy to look at our bodies a little differently, the same way that you would as you go into your house of worship, that's what your body is, your house of worship. The Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you. We cannot neglect our bodies any longer. We cannot continue to be mistreating our bodies. We have to form inside of the church together some kind of groups, organizations to work on our temples together. Amen? Whether the issue is substance abuse, whether the issue is abortion, an unhealthy habit. Many people will say, this is my body, you know, I can do with it as whatever I want. But now that we have read, as we read through the scriptures, your body is not your possession. That's what Paul just told us, right? Because your body is not your possession. But he says that your body is belongs to the living God. Again, the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I think it's verses 19 and 20. Says, your body is not really your possessions. Although you can do as you please, you will, you know, you're going to pay the price for your poor decisions. So if you're going to pay the price for those poor decisions, that leads us to believe that there were wise decisions that could have been selected. Amen? You know, sin has its consequences. And you know that sin against the body can inflict a penalty that lies even beyond the present generation. It's things that you can do right now. It's choices, decisions that you can make right now that will continue to destroy generations in your family from your decisions. From your decisions. You want to ask God today to help you regard your body as he does so that you will care for it more appropriately, so that you can learn to respect your body more appropriately as he does. A living sacrifice. You know, sometimes we have to just stop and just get back on life's course. And if, do you ever just feel as if your life has just gone just a little bit off course? This is not where you was trying to get to. You didn't see yourself strung out like that. The enemy showed you how it felt when you first took that hit, but he didn't show you the outcome. Yeah, when you were sitting there eating all of the Cheetos and the pies and the cakes, and it just felt good. It said it tastes good. I can't seem to stop eating it. It just tastes so good. He didn't show you that you were not going to be able to walk down the road. He didn't show you the ending. But he knew. He didn't show you that the diabetes was going to slowly just eat through your body and destroy your organs. He didn't show you that. He didn't show you that those bad decisions were not only going to affect you, but it was going to be picked up by the members of your household, and now they're all going to be affected by this bad choice that you started. Picking up that cigarette. I remember years ago when I was a young person, and my husband at the time, my boyfriend at the time, used to tell me, he would say, you know, Vaughn, you know, you need to put that cigarette down. That doesn't even look right. You shouldn't be a smoker. And I used to say, Dennis, I'm not a smoker. I just do this every now and then. This is nothing I'm going to be addicted to. See, the enemy didn't show me, but down the road, 10 years later, that I was addicted. Well, it didn't take 10 years, but just looking back at it, I tried to quit many times. It was a hard battle to get over that. I had changed my lifestyle to fit around smoking. I smoked after many things. I had a routine set up for me to smoke cigarettes. See, he didn't show me then that because of then that it would affect my daughter. He didn't show me all of the things that it would affect the way that my hair, it would affect my nails. Hallelujah. It took me a long time to get from under that. Yeah, it's been years and years and years now. But I look back on that, and I know that was no easy task. And I know that's not where I started out. I knew that smoking cigarettes threw me off the course. There was things that I couldn't do. I couldn't run as fast as I did before. I didn't even have the desire to run after a while. Someone right now may be feeling because of some other thing in your life. It could be cigarettes just like it was for me. It could be weight just as it was for me. Do you ever feel like your life has just gone a bit off course? You know, you started out by having just a little side affair or just a one-night stand, and now it's turned into a blooming affair. You start cheating on the job, and now you're in so deep you don't know how to get yourself another. You started with a little lie, and now it's such a habit that you're lying before you even think about the lie that you just told. Just a little bit off course. You know, maybe you were making your way just fine, but all of a sudden you weren't sure which way to turn. Now and again, all of us face our circumstances when our spiritual sense of direction seems a little bit unclear. Fortunately, though, Hebrews 12, 1 and 3 lays out a clear plan for getting us back on track after we've made some missteps, shall we say. First, we're to lay aside every encumbrance. Here, encumbrance literally means weight. In other words, we should remove anything from our life that is weighing us down, whether that's stress, guilt, it could be fear or shame or regret. It could be an abusive spouse. It could be a friendship that you need to lay down. It could be that you need to shake the dust from your family right now and move aside and respect your growth. Anything that is weighing you down right now. Those are just a few of the burdens that we can break our backs off as we strive to move forward in the Lord. We'll simply never go far when we're dragging around so much baggage. We can't get too far. Our bodies aren't built to carry all of that extra baggage. And then second, we are to lay aside the sin which we eagerly entangle ourselves up in. You know, have you ever felt completely just powerless because of your sin? You just feel like you know that you're eventually going to be caught, but you just can't stop. Or you need to just feel you need to do it one more time. When left unattended, that sin, it grows like a wild vine. It just grows. Before you know it, you wake up thinking about it. You go to bed thinking about it. You're in church. You're thinking about that sin. You're with your spouse, but you're thinking about that. You're on your job, but you're thinking about that. It just grows like a wild vine. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, sin may start small, but it can completely overtake you. It can overtake you unless it's rooted out early. Unless you can't refuse to let that thing just wrap around you and just work off circulation to life. And then third, in our closing, we ought to run with endurance the race that is set before us. And that simply means that we should stay focused. And if we fall, we better get back up and carry on. If we fall, we should have someone in our support corners to help pick us back up. If we fall, we got to make sure that we got somebody who can tell us straight up, hey, you're falling off. Come on, grab a hold to my hand. We got to get back up. Even when you're fussing, saying, I don't want to get up right now. You got to have that great support in your corner that says, I'm pulling you back up right now. I'll deal with your emotions or how you feel about me later. You can be mad at me if you want to, but here's the truth about the situation. Amen? We got to stay focused. We got to get back up when we fall. We got to continue to carry on after we've gotten back up. And with the determination of an Olympic athlete, we've got to learn to press on with our eyes on the goal. Press on with our eyes on the goal. Despite the obstacles, despite any of the distractions that the doctor may say, that your, even your loved ones may say, regardless of those distractions or obstacles that may come into your way, you've got to get back up and carry on. Stay focused, my sisters. Stay focused, my brothers. And all of you that are prayer intercessors, this is the time that we need to be turning up the heat. Turn up that fire for interceding out for each other. Turn up the fire. Turn up the fire. We need each other. The world needs us to be interceding for each other right now. Interceding for those that has fallen. Don't pick up the phone and call your sisters and brothers to tell them about them. You know they're not going to pray for them. You know they don't care if they're down. Nothing's going to be down. Because they're still remembering some of the things that they did way back then. But the true intercessors of God, it is time for us to come together. You got somebody on your prayer wall that needs to be prayed for, call me. Let me add it to my prayer wall too. And vice versa. If you're a true intercessor and you're ready to be in a prayer circle, call me. I got some names on my prayer wall that you can join in prayer with me over. Amen? Amen. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here at the blog talk. But we've got to make sure that we're interceding for one another, to make sure that we're pressing on, keeping our eyes focused on the goal. We've got to be like the Olympian athlete and just continue to go on, despite any obstacles, despite any distractions. And even when we feel lost, we can be sure that God has a specific plan for our life, even though we feel lost. You see, he knows where we've been, and he knows where we are. And thank God that he knows where we're going, because we don't. We have these thoughts and some... Our plans are so minute compared to his plans. He knows where we're going. The course has been laid before us, and Jesus stands waiting at your finish line. Jesus stands waiting at your finish line.
You know, he is a spiritual pottery, and we're going to go over a lesson of it in Isaiah on our next broadcast. You're looking for that love, you're looking for that hand, you're looking for that direction. Well, let's just invite Jesus Christ to come and live inside of you, that he can make your temple his dwelling place. Just bow your heads and follow after me, and all you have to do is believe the words that you say, and he'll reveal himself, and he'll come and live inside of you. He'll show you, just follow us, and he'll show you how, through his word, to live those words that you now believe. God, I thank you for being a loving God. I believe that you are the creator of all things. And I believe, because I am a sinner,
that my sins have separated me from you. I thank you, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He came to mend that bridge between my sin and your eternity. He gave his life and he died on the cross for me. And he shed his blood for me. And his blood covered all of my sins. It paid for my sins. I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I invite you to now come and live inside of me. Be my Lord and my Savior forever and evermore. Amen. Amen. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. And if you just said that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. You have a clean slate, a brand new clean slate before God right now. All of the heavens is rejoicing about your decision to follow Christ. Now, it's very important that you reach out and let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. First of all, you need to make sure that you get into a Bible-teaching church. Because it says church doesn't mean that they're teaching the Word of God. You need to make sure that you get into a Bible-teaching church. And I'm here as your minister, your friend, to pray with you. You know, technology is a beautiful thing. We can get on the technology and we can find a church in your area. We can find someone that's going to be there for you. You see, the enemy is going to come and try to remind you of what you used to be. But I pray and intercede for you. I want you to be able to remind him that you're not what you used to be, but behold, all things are brand new. You do your best to be the best you that you can be. You read up on Ephesians. You keep God in your focus, and he'll keep you where you need to be. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay? Well, God bless you. I love you, but God loves you more. This is your minister, Vaughn Dilmas. I'm broadcasting live from San Antonio, Texas. Good night.